高等学校英语应用能力考试 A 级
Model Test 5 Part 1 Listening Comprehension Directions This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A Directions This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.Given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin. 1. What kind of account do you want to open?
A regular savings account.
Question. Where does this dialogue most probably take place?2. What time does the film start?
At 7. We still have 15 minutes to get there.
Question. What time is it now? 3. I've got a few things for Mary.
A few? It seems you have bought the whole supermarket for her.
Question. What can we learn from this conversation?
4. Will you give me your email address so that I can send you my reply?
Why not call me, since you have my phone number?
Question. What does the woman mean?
5. How long will it take to get my computer fixed?
It should not be longer than 3 days. I will call you when it's okay.
Question. What is the man going to do?
6. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it.After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.Conversation 1. Excuse me, I'd like to go to the Science Museum, but I don't know how to use this ticket machine.
Well, just press this button. It is $2.
Thanks.
The train is coming soon. Please wait a moment.
All right. How often do the trains come at this time of the day?
Usually it comes about every 6 minutes.
Okay.And where should I get off?
Just get off at the Science Museum station. That's 5 stops from here.
I've got it. Thanks for your help.
You are welcome.
Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 6. Where does the man want to go?
7. How often do the trains come at this time of the day?
1. Now listen again, please. Conversation 1. Excuse me, I'd like to go to the Science Museum, but I don't know how to use this ticket machine.
Well, just press this button. It is $2.
Thanks.
The train is coming soon. Please wait a moment.
All right. How often do the trains come at this time of the day?
Usually it comes about every 6 minutes.
Okay, and where should I get off?
Just get off at the Science Museum station. That's 5 stops from here.
I've got it. Thanks for your help.
You are welcome.
Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 6. Where does the man want to go?
Seven. How often do the trains come at this time of the day? Conversation 2. Good morning. I'm calling to inquire about your bookshelves.
Oh, yes. What would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to check on the size first.
The standard unit is 3.2 meters wide, 1.8 meters tall, and 30 centimeters deep.
Thanks. That is the dimensions I need. How about the colors?
We have 4 colors: white, black, brown, and gray.
I think brown is okay. Now, what about the charge of the delivery?
Well, it depends on how far you are from the factory.
We are about 5 miles from your factory.
I see. That is in our free delivery area.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 8. What does the woman want to know about the bookshelves first?
Nine. What's the colour the woman chooses?
Ten. What decides whether the delivery is free or not?
Now listen again, please.
Conversation 2. Good morning. I'm calling to inquire about your bookshelves.
Oh, yes. What would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to check on the size first.
The standard unit is 3.2 meters wide, 1.8 meters tall, and 30 centimeters deep.
Thanks. That is the dimensions I need. How about the colours?
We have 4 colours: white, black, brown, and grey.
I think brown is okay. Now, what about the charge of the delivery?
Well, it depends on how far you are from the factory.
We are about 5 miles from your factory.
I see. That is in our free delivery area.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 8. What does the woman want to know about the bookshelves first?
Nine. What's the colour the woman chooses?
10. What decides whether the delivery is free or not? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now the passage will begin.
Once a traveller was riding in the rain. He was wet and cold when he reached a country inn. The inn was crowded with people that he could not get near the fire. So he called out the waiter, "Take some fish to my horse." The waiter answered, "But the horse doesn't eat fish." The traveller then said, "Never mind, do as I tell you." On hearing the strange order, the crowd of people ran out to see a horse eat fish. The traveller, now having the whole room to himself, sat down beside the fire and warmed himself. When the waiter came back with the crowd of people, he said, "Your horse would not eat fish." The traveller answered, "Never mind, put it on the table, and when I have quite dried clothes, I'll eat it myself."
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. How was the traveller when he got to the country inn?
Why couldn't the traveller get near the fire?
13. Why did the people run out to see the horse?
14. What did the traveller do when the people went outside?
15. Who ate the fish in the end?
Model Test 6. Now listen again, please. Once a traveller was riding in the rain. He was wet and cold when he reached a country inn. The inn was crowded with people that he could not get near the fire. So he called out the waiter, "Take some fish to my horse." The waiter answered, "But the horse doesn't eat fish." The traveller then said, "Never mind, do as I tell you." On hearing the strange order, the crowd of people ran out to see a horse eat fish. The traveller, now having the whole room to himself, sat down beside the fire and warmed himself. When the waiter came back with the crowd of people, he said, "Your horse would not eat fish." The traveller answered, "Never mind, put it on the table, and when I have quite dried clothes, I'll eat it myself."
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. How was the traveller when he got to the country inn?
12. Why couldn't the traveller get near the fire?
Thirteen. Why did the people run out to see the horse?
Fourteen. What did the traveller do when the people went outside?
Fifteen. Who ate the fish in the end?
This is the end of listening comprehension.